Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 642, Community Creatives, recorded live on August 9th, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And another week of little news for Halo, but we have a couple of new things on the stream, which we'll get over to in a little bit. Kind of is the end of the summer lull, I think, for the most part. Not much going on official news-wise, and I think the next biggest thing is going to be HCS London coming up here in the next month. So we're kind of high and dry for the time being, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
But
not a whole lot going on.
Not really. But a couple of new things on the stream tonight. We are joined by Facebook and YouTube for our live stream. So I was able to get those worked up over this past weekend. I actually streamed some MCC Insider this past weekend. And was able to get both of those configured, so we are now getting YouTube back and additionally Facebook into the live streaming mix. So we have Halo Tutor over on Facebook right now. We also have DC Rock Nation over listening on YouTube. So thank you for checking us out, our debut podcast stream on both of those platforms. And of course, we have Mixer and Twitch up as usual. Confeld is over in Twitch. We have Misa Red and Destiny Halo over in Mixer. So thank you, everyone, for coming on over tonight and watching the show. Broadening our audience bit by bit.
Bit by bit by bit.
By tiny, tiny bit.
So next is Hitbox?
I haven't looked in the Hitbox yet. The next thing I'm looking at is Twitter.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's a way to pull out the Periscope RTMP information from the Periscope app, but it's kind of janky to do it that way too. So the way Facebook is set up is you have to go and basically create a new post, so to speak, but it's a live video post, and then you start streaming to it, and then you set up all the stuff, and then you have to click go live there. So Periscope is kind of the same way, where you have to start actually streaming to the service, and then there's an extra step where you have to click go live. So Facebook and Twitter will be similar in that regard. But I can add that RTMP stream into Nginx, and we will be on 5 platforms. I don't think there's a Halo podcast yet that does their live stream recording on Facebook or Twitter, so I think we're the first there. HCS Pro Talk and that Halo show might be on Spotify, but we're broadcasting on Facebook, and we're going to be broadcasting on Twitter soon.
Be able to watch from many, many places.
Yes, so many places. But the Spotify thing, that might change possibly in the near future as well.
You want to hear something interesting?
Yes.
Plex now has its own podcast. Podcast Plex? Aggregator, Plex.
Interesting. Is it just based off of RSS fees submitted, or how does it pull its podcast directory?
I did some looking, and like Guardian Radio is on there. Podtacular, I had to type in. I had to actually put in the RSS feed, but it did find it.
Okay.
But I mean, as far as you know, browsing, I found Guardian Radio. I found, of course, Major Nelson's radio, but I didn't really dig into it that much, but yeah.
Okay. That'll be something else to look at. Cool.
So you now can get your podcasts on Plex.
Very nice. We also have a little website update as well. I tweeted a picture out of this earlier, but we now have the secure green lock when you go to the website. We now have an SSL certificate because HostGator finally decided to jump on board the Let's Encrypt bandwagon and be part of that free SSL certificate for the web. So now you can surf our website in HTTPS. Yay!
Yay!
I think we're one of the last few Halo podcasts that actually has a website. Because I don't think Bad Halo Show has a website. I don't think HCS Pro Talk has a website. I know Podcast Evolve has a website, and Drunken Halo has a website. But I know Drunken Halo primarily uses Facebook. Podcast Evolve actually uses their website quite a bit. So they're actually...
Look at that HTTPS.
I know. It's so nice. We're finally in 2018. We're not back in 2008. We just need a new theme for the website.
Yeah. Now we just need to update the website.
If there's any aspiring web designers out there that want to make a WordPress theme, feel free to reach out. I got a big shiny grin on the stream right now.
Please.
Yeah. Also on Mixer, please. We are one follower. Yeah. Also on Mixer, we are one follower away from 200 followers on our Mixer channel. On Twitch, we are 6 followers away from 1,400, which is cool. I'm not going to go into Facebook and YouTube stats because we just started doing those. But yeah, we are still slowly growing. But over time, hopefully we can get more people on board. So that's a quick update there. As we normally start off with, let's dive into our live streams from the past week. GT, give us a recap on Fraggin' Friday.
Well, why don't you give us a recap for Fraggin' Friday? Because you showed up.
I actually did show up for the last part of it. Not the whole part, but...
Well, pretty much the first part and the last part were pretty close together. We started out the night in Castle Wars. We had some fun doing ground pounds and running people over. And
as you do.
Killing people with swords. And it really sucks that you... It's a sword kill when you...
I know.
Spark charge.
I know. That's so frustrating.
Or assassinate. It just... Anyway, well, we had a lot of fun. Got our butt stomped. We stomped some butt. Played some customs. We hadn't done that in a long time. Had a lot of fun with that. Tried out some new games.
We found out that my custom library is very much out of date and maps are broken, so I need to update my custom library.
Yeah, I'm thinking about just kind of removing everything out of my library and starting over.
I'm kind of thinking the same thing. There's a couple of like the Warzone maps and a couple of the competitive maps that I would obviously keep, but a lot of the custom game type stuff, action sacky things. Yeah. Every time there's an update to Forge, it has the potential to break.
Yeah, unfortunately it does.
So frustrating.
I just really 343 listen to me. Really wish that it was at least alphabetized. Give me a sort option. I think they're adding
filters. And I need... Well, you have access to the MCC build now.
I'm talking in the game, in Halo 5.
I'm thinking MCC.
You have no way to start or... Well, you can search, but there's no way... There's no way to put them in any kind of order. Other than the order you favorited them in, or downloaded them in, or whatever, well, bookmarked them in.
And in Halo Reach, those were in alphabetical order.
In every other game, they were sorted by a certain way. Whether it be by the base map they were built on, and then alphabetically, or they were sorted alphabetically.
And then now it's done by when you added it to your bookmarks.
Exactly. You know, I go into maps and I go into my bookmarks and it takes 10 minutes for it to show up. Okay, well, the first map in there is Space Invaders. The next one is Nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
Next one after that's Yahtzee. So, and there is no way to sort them. And yeah, I can search them, but that also searches you know, all of them. You know, even ones I haven't bookmarked. So, you know, just 343. Let's fix this.
Fix Halo 5. Hashtag fix Halo 5.
Hashtag fix Halo 5.
New hashtag.
You know, there's a lot of things that needed to be corrected in Halo 5, and I'm glad they did. Don't get me wrong. They have a really good game now. It's a lot of fun to play. There's a lot of variety. But it's stupid things like that that irritate me. You know, it just, I really don't care how you sort it, but one way to sort it is alphabetically. And then, you know, if you could sort it by the base map it was built on, then that would even be better.
Let's see, how would you do?
I mean, I get the game mode thing because there's really not game modes anymore because it's more dependent on the map than it is the game mode as to what you play.
Well, another thing that would be nice, too, is if you have a map selected, whenever you go to select a game type, you exclude all the game types that don't work with that map. That'd be another nice thing.
Well, it'd be nice if the Forger was able to link the game type to the map.
That would be another good thing.
So you select the map and it automatically loads the game type. And then if a Forger makes a map that works with multiple game types, then it can filter out all the game types that won't work with the map. But I would be happy with, you know, being able to link the game type to the map. You know, if I was going to ask for anything in that arena, you know, in that area.
Yep.
But even just simply alphabetizing stuff.
Yeah. Just simple things. Just the simplest things. Simple things.
Has anybody ever noticed that computers can't count?
How do you mean?
Well, think about it. Whenever you look at a list of numbers on a computer that hasn't been programmed to count correctly, it lines up all the twos, then all the ones, all the threes. It lines the positions up so you can have a number 200 next to 200,000.
Oh, yeah, because, well, it's not necessarily they don't know how to count. It's how you program the sorting
algorithm. I know. It's something I deal with every time I have to deal with my inventory at work, like a day like today, which I physically touched every air filter, oil filter, and fuel filter in the building. And if anybody's ever been in a parts store, you know, that's a lot of damn filters.
I haven't been in one, but I can assume that's a lot of filters.
Yeah. It's a lot. Anyway, but, you know, just dealing with the stupid computer and the fact that it can't count. How hard is it to make it count?
Probably dealing with some legacy stuff there, too.
Well, see, the sad thing is it was updated. Don't get me wrong. It's been a while since the actual operating program has been updated, but it was updated in, was it 2005? We got a whole new interface. Why couldn't they teach the thing how to count? Enough of that rant, but yes, 343, please make Halo 5 custom games sortable, or at least put them in alphabetical order.
Some kind of reasonable human way to figure out where things are without digging through 10 pages of custom maps and modes.
Yeah, that's the only real thing I've got with playing customs is the fact that it's hard to find the game you want, and then it's even harder to find the freaking game type to go with it.
Very true.
I mean, luckily, a lot of forgers are smart, and they use the same screenshot for the game type and the map, so that helps.
Helps, but it doesn't always happen, even for some of the popular ones. All right. I know we kind of took a tangent on the whole Fragon Fridays thing.
We had a lot of fun!
Yeah, and I showed up for once. Yay! And my customs suck. Although, the last one that we did Tower of Power. And it did work. It did work. So that was the only one that was left that worked. They need to make it to where turrets cannot be taken off the stand, though, because that still is a pain.
Well, couldn't you just, what would happen if you, like, just fused or phased a warthog in there? Because you can't break off a warthog turret.
You're right.
And it works just like the regular turrets, as far as cooldown time and fire rate.
The only thing is, you'd have the hog sticking through the bottom of the walkway there, and that might actually interfere with some of the gameplay.
Yeah, I guess so. It could.
That spot gets a lot of action. But it's not a bad idea to try it, at least. It'd be nice if there was a way to get the warthog turret without actually getting the warthog with it. If there's some weird, quirky forge way to do it.
Yeah, I don't think there is, but I can't say that I've seen people do that.
He's just saying, no, must take turrets off always. No, don't do that. It would be interesting to see what the... If there's a way to turn the, I guess, respawn timer down to where it comes back up, like, instantaneously, like if someone rips off the turret and then drops it. So that might be something to look into.
Could be. But the one thing you have to be careful with that is that they don't rip off like four turrets and then stand up there with, you know, four or five turrets.
Well, it would be where if like the turret, I don't know how it would be with like the other vehicles, but the vehicles don't respawn unless the other vehicle that it's referenced on isn't interacted with for, I guess, like 30 seconds or something, and then it either despawns or would spawn back. So some kind of it depends on, I guess, what the logic is would it spawn another turret even if one of the ones that was previously ripped off is still out in the field?
That's nice if, well, what you could do is if you rip the turret off, you only get like one shot.
Yeah, that's good.
That would keep people from ripping turrets off.
That's a very good point.
But I don't think you can adjust that setting on turrets. I know you can adjust the amount of ammo in weapons in the game type, but I don't think you can do that for individual ones like, you know, individual ones or individual things like turrets.
Yeah, it'd be worth checking out. I think you're right, though. I'm not sure how that happens. Quick shout out to Skyrim Halo over on YouTube. Thanks for dropping in the chat.
Hey, Skyrim.
And he's over on Facebook as well. Is he on all the places? Oh, and he's on Twitch. Is he on Mixer? Hey, he's everywhere. All right. He's everywhere. Oh, and Confal's on Twitch and Mixer too. Very nice. Okay. So that was our customs night. I didn't see a tweet out about the next rotational playlist for this week. Did you? Do you know what's out there for this weekend?
No, but since I have Halo 5 up and running, I will take a look.
Okay.
Covenant Slayer and Castle Wars are the two rotationals. So Covenant Slayers is the new one.
Yeah. All right. Well, I didn't get to play any Castle Wars last week, so I gotta get myself some Castle Wars action. Unfortunately, tonight they need as many insiders as possible to play tonight and the rest of the weekend, so we'll probably be going over there after we're done with the podcast. But as far as the rotational playlists, Covenant Slayer, I've played a couple of times in the past. It's not one I usually jump on, though.
Yeah, I do have the insider downloaded, and I played for a little while, but the two choices they had when I went to play was Halo 2 2v2 or Halo 3 Team Slayer. I ain't good enough for Halo 2 2v2 and I can't stand Halo 3, so I didn't play for very long.
So they have been changing playlists frequently, sometimes on a daily basis. It's definitely worth checking out if you have the time. And for this weekend, they're pretty much doing an all hands for today, Saturday, and Sunday for, I think it's 11 to 2 Pacific and then 6 to 9 Pacific, which translates to 2 to 5 Eastern and 9 to midnight Eastern. And there's some things they're trying to get a hold on as far as matching up. I'm wondering if they're kind of restricting the regional search for some of the stuff, and they're asking people to report using the report a problem feature on the Insider, the Xbox Insider Hub app. So I think they're really trying to stress test it.
I mean, this weekend, I might, you know, I might be able to get on and play some Saturday night, because I have to work tomorrow, so I won't be staying up real late tonight. But Saturday night, I'll probably get on and play for a little while and try to do my part to help out.
The more they get, the better. And the funny thing, well, not funny thing, the nice thing is, if you play during one of the play sessions and you actually stay through and play most of your matches without quitting out, you will get access to a special nameplate that you will have in the final build that gets released to MCC when it comes out.
Cool!
Yeah. So we will provide a link to those that are on the live streams now. For those that are listening via download, I may have this out by Sunday, but I am not sure. I think for the most part, for those that are in the Insider, they probably already heard, but for those who haven't, please check out the Halo Waypoint forums and make sure you are reporting all the stuff that you see problems with during your time in the game. It could be either whether you're going through the campaign stuff, multiplayer, trying out Forge Theater, or any of the new settings that they've added into the game. Report anything and everything that you see as a problem. They want to know, and they want to squash as many bugs as possible.
Yes, let's help them get it fixed.
Hashtag fixin' MCC. So Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Mixer all have the link. So check it out if you are part of the Insider program. And if you're not part of the Insider program, you have until this Monday. Was it this Monday or was it today? I should have looked this up beforehand. There's a deadline for when you can actually register for the Insider. And I think it was very, very soon. Someone collect that up for me. I'm trying to find it. But anyways, there is a deadline to be part of the Insider. That may have already passed. But if it hasn't, then you need to hop on it ASAP. This is your last chance to get into the Insider program. And I don't think they're taking any more people afterwards as well when the Insider program changes over to be kind of the testbed area. I don't think they're taking more people after that.
Well, that's probably depends on how active it is.
Sure.
You know, if they're not getting populated, it may open up again. But get in now.
I would get in now while you still have the time. If you have any interest whatsoever in helping out, then now is the time to do it. No need to wait any longer.
The more active you are in it, probably the higher probability you may be able to test the next Halo game. Maybe.
It's a possibility.
I would not be surprised if they start, because they have stated that they're going to flight Halo Infinite, and it would not be surprising if they pull from that MCC flight program the people that were active in it and were giving them good feedback without being abusive. So
I think that would be a good place for them to look. Yep. I think that's a very strong tell. If you are part of the MCC and you were giving good feedback and actively playing in it, they're looking at that kind of stuff. So definitely try to do that. Also, I found the cutoff. You have until Monday, August 13th at noon Pacific time to register for part of the MCC Insider program. That is the cutoff point.
So by the time you're listening to this podcast, it's too late.
Yep. Well, if I get this podcast out soon enough, you might still have a chance. Depending on when you're listening to this. If it's afternoon Pacific time on Monday, August 13th, your host.
Yep.
head on over to aka.ms/MCC signup to register to be part of the MCC Insider program. Clock is ticking. Do not wait any longer. Since we diverged more again, a couple other stream stuff. I did not stream achievements on Sunday because work has had me just to the wall on getting stuff done for the fiscal year with contracts and acquisitions, and it's been just mentally
work has been
exhausting.
Making work
a lot more so than normal, and not normal work that I typically work on either. So I did not stream on Sunday, although I did stream with the wife on Tuesday. We were able to get through Assault on the Control Room, so we are officially halfway to the first Halo game. And it took us almost 2 hours to get through it. But that's the longest mission of the game.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Longest mission of the game, so we are done with that one. We are moving along for a couple of upcoming surprises, which I won't say because she's sitting over on the couch. But yeah, it's going to be hopefully a lot smoother sailing from here. The only other mission I can think might be a snag, really, is the Maw. Probably. There's probably going to be a couple of points on there that might confuse her, so that might be where I have to step in a couple of times. But other than that, she's making some good progress. Haven't really decided yet on how many more we're going to do before she starts going and teaching again. I think the idea is to try to get the game done before she's really back involved with it, so we might have a couple of extra streams. She wants to get it done before she really starts getting back into the heavy school teacher life again. We will plan on doing it again on Tuesday. We might have a couple of extra streams sprinkled in there as we try to get the game done. And this weekend, I don't think I'll be doing another achievement stream because of the MCC Inflighter test. So the week after is when I'll jump back into doing more achievements for Halo. So that's our stream recap for the week. I actually take that back. I did stream the MCC Insider build, I guess, on Saturday, and that's when I got the YouTube and Facebook stuff configured. So I did stream that with Misa Red and I forget who else it was. Stream, I mean, Misa, who it was. And it was during DJ Saturday Night mix stream. He does his own mixes on Saturday Night on his Mixer channel. So we were playing while he was mixing. Yeah. All right. Stumbling on over into the news, we have pretty much nothing. We got a new trailer for Halo Fireteam Raven
with Jeff Stutzer in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the Halo announcer guy. Oh.
He is. I guess it's technically a commercial.
It is a commercial. And I actually saw it on TV. They do cut it a little different on TV. They don't have the little end part with Jeff Stutzer, but I was depressed. I'm like, oh man, you jerks.
That's anyway, the best part.
Well, the one I saw was cut down to be, I think, a 15-second commercial.
Oh, okay. Half ad.
15 or a 30-second commercial. It was shorter than the one that they posted up on YouTube.
Okay. Got it.
But you still get the same point. But it's nice to see Halo on TV again.
Well, yes.
Halo commercials on TV. Too bad it's not for the next game.
And Craigosaur was the other person on Saturday, so thank you, Misa, for that. The funny thing with the commercial is it says it's only at Dave & Buster's, even though we've seen social media posts from people in Australia that have it. So clearly, it's not only at Dave & Buster's anymore.
Well, it's only at Dave & Buster's in the United States.
Okay, that makes sense,
Which is where the marketing is being focused. Or that commercial is being focused.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I'm sure the commercial in Australia says something different.
Do we have any followers from Australia? Can you write into us and say if where they might know where the Halo Fireteam Raven is down there.
And if you're seeing commercials on television about it.
Yes, please let us know. I did actually play on Sunday. We had our local 405th unit actually have a little place, not play session, but kind of get together at our Dave and Buster's locally. So I was able to play a little bit of it. I wasn't able to play all the way through from start to finish.
Ran out of money or too many people?
Too many people going through and wanting to play. And we actually had to come back home and entertain people that were coming over. So we got some food while we were there. We kind of sat with the 405th folks for a little bit. And then while they were getting suited up, they actually got into suits and played. I went with my wife and we played maybe for about 20 minutes or so. And that was enough to get through, I guess, the last two missions and just the beginning part of the first one. So at some point, I would like to do a podcast on it when both of us have had the opportunity to actually play through the whole thing.
Yeah, I can't tell you when the next time I'm going to go to Dave and Buster's is.
I know.
I need to see if I can get my buddies together and we all go out there, and maybe I'll even bring a camera.
Yeah, live stream it.
Well, I don't know that I'll be live streaming it, but I will record it, and it may show up on the YouTube channel somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. I have to see if I can get... I'm guessing there's probably going to be time in Seattle to go to Dave and Buster's. Wouldn't be surprised if we tried to get... I'm guessing there's a Dave and Buster's in Seattle somewhere. But trying to get a group together and go... And if I take my GoPro, I'm hoping the wide angle view on the GoPro is enough to get all four screens, so I can just kind of stick it in the middle and then just record.
Yeah. I don't know. I take a look at... I mean, I've got a wide angle for my camcorder as well. I just don't know if you can get all four screens in there, being that close to it.
And thanks for the bits, Confal, over on Twitch. Appreciate it.
Bits, bits, more bits.
Bits, bits, and more bits. All the tiny bits. I am curious to see what the other differences are. There's already some major differences I've noticed between Fireteam Raven and Halo CE. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they say it's not everything in it? It's not canon.
It's not complete canon, I don't believe, but it does follow some of the events from the book The Flood.
Yes.
So it follows an ODS team that was under Major Silva, which he is a character in The Flood. And it does depict some of the stuff that was talked about in The Flood. But there is also a lot of stuff that has not been portrayed in any of the official canon. So, you know, what you see in it, if you're a real canon nut, just take it with a grain of salt. It's a video game. It was designed to try to appeal to the masses. So it's probably not going to be completely accurate. Like, you know, the fact that you have to reload a plasma pistol.
Yeah. Well, I don't call it reloading. I call it cooldown.
But the button mind. Says reload. It doesn't say cooldown.
I know. But still. It's like, okay, how much slack do you give it? Because this is an arcade game and you want those controls to be as simple as possible.
Yeah. And you have a rocket launcher that has unlimited ammo.
Yeah, that's true.
Just bang, 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 bang.
It's like, can I have that rocket launcher, please?
Can I have a red card for that rocket launcher, please?
Right? good stuff. So check out your local Dave and Buster's if you haven't already. There is Fireteam Raven now out everywhere in the United States for Dave and Buster's. We'll be coming to other regions in the not too distant future. We've obviously heard that it's already in Australia. I wouldn't be surprised if it's in Canada already. I think we actually heard there's a couple of Canadian instances of Fireteam Raven out there. I wouldn't be surprised if London and Western Europe is next on the list probably before the end of the year. So just keep your eyes out and you'll probably have something in your neck of the woods pretty soon. The first edition of the Spotlight article series has been published. It was published yesterday. And this is the segment where Grim was talking about last week that they're separating it out from the Halo community update. So we have all of our Halo spotlights and Halo hotshots in this community thread. You can officially submit it by tagging your stuff on social media with the hashtag Halo Spotlight. And you can still use Halo hotshots for screenshots, but Halo Spotlight is the one they're going to be looking for going forward. Still get your 343 Fire Unicorn Assault Rifle skin if you still need that. But if you have any kind of artwork, videos, montages, screenshots, drawings, any of that kind of stuff, then just throw on the tag Halo Spotlight to have a chance to be featured on the new Spotlight series that they have going on. Quite a few art pieces. I don't know if this is just me finally acknowledging that there's a lot more art out there, or if it's just being generated because of the Halo Infinite hype, or it's just maybe more aware, but it seems like there's a lot more Halo artwork being produced more recently than there was, say, 6 months or a year ago. Does it seem that way to you?
Probably. It seems like I've been seeing it circulate a lot more.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just finally getting out amongst the masses a lot more. So just something I noticed. There's quite a few good pieces. I think my favorite artist piece that's in here is the Isabel and Douglas.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I really like that one. Another cool one, which I hadn't seen before, is it's not cross stitching, but it's the stitching in the fabric of Master Chief and Locke.
Yeah.
And the Isabel and Douglas one is really, really close to the Halo enthusiast drawing with the original Master Chief drawing. That one is really well done. That's all pencil work.
My favorite of all time is got to be the plasma grenade cupcakes.
Plasma grenade cupcakes. I'm trying to remember those.
About 3 years old, 3-4 years old, something like that.
I know, but I need to find those. Oh, geez. I remember seeing them, but I don't know why I can't remember them. I feel ashamed.
You're a bad Halo fan.
And I don't think, Google Images is failing me too. Dang.
But, all right,
I'm retiring. I'm done.
This is the last podcast. Dust is last retiring.
it takes a lot more to get rid of me than that.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even tell you how many things I've forgotten about. Seen that were related to Halo between, art, music, cartoons, you name it. Machinima. There's just so much out there. You can't. I don't think there's anybody that can remember it all.
Except Grim. He's probably the only one.
Well, he's got the Halo Bible. He can cheat.
Yeah, but how much of the Halo Bible is community creations?
I'll bet you they do have a community creation Bible for reference, at least. Don't get me wrong. Grim remembers a lot, but it is also his job.
I'm going to ask Grim about that, because now I'm curious if there's like a massive community collection of stuff that they have. I know HBO was, back in the Halo 1 and Halo 2 days, the place where you could find a lot of that archived community post, because that was, Louis Wu, or Claude Herrera, by his real name, he kind of fostered a lot of communities, and Pod Tackler included, back in the day. And that was like the place, other than if you got onto HBO, that was pretty good for being community driven content. And granted, a lot of stuff got posted there, but it was kind of that gateway into Bungie.net, getting stuff posted on there as well. So they have a lot of older stuff shared up there. A lot of these days it's on Reddit, but there's so many posts on Reddit now.
It's hard to browse through.
Yeah. I guess you could go through the most liked threads and you'll probably get a good sense of stuff that was community created, but there's still some stuff that doesn't do well there, but might do well on YouTube or might do well on Facebook or Twitter. So it's a hodgepodge of stuff.
Just keep your eye out for it whenever you see it.
And to shamefully plug the Halo Hub here, and that was one of the things that Haas was trying to do with the Halo Hub, was to have a place where you could have a central sharing point for a lot of community created content. And we don't get a lot of the, I guess, kind of smaller but still significant things posted there either. So no matter where you're looking, you're not going to get everything.
Yeah, it would be a real scavenger hunt to find it all.
It really would. Well, look who we have over on Facebook. CryptoFlix. I think it's CryptoFlix. Pada? Was that your gamertag, CryptoFlix? I think it is. He was one of the guys that ran Pod TV in between the transition from Fumo to myself. Doing the Pod TV stuff. So we have some legacy. Yeah, we have some legacy Podtacular staff on the Facebook side tonight. So I think Facebook was a good idea.
Yeah, not bad.
Yep, CryptoFlix. I did remember that right. Man, it's been a while since we've talked. Wow. So yeah, we are among greatness right now over on Facebook. Thanks for dropping by the stream. We are not worthy. We are not worthy. Now, it's great to have you back on over. Thanks for watching the stream. I had several ideas for Pod TV back in 2009, 2010 that just did not take off.
Yeah. Well, there was kind of a sweet spot in there for Halo content, and if you missed it, you missed it.
It's all good. We're still here. We're still trying to truck along and put our two cents out there amongst the noise or amongst the slush.
Doing what we can to foster a positive community.
Yes, definitely. We went through the art stuff. There's some videos that were released. I've been seeing more of this. The first one that's up here from Roanoke Gaming. I've been seeing more and more of his videos pop up lately.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's kind of, I don't think he's new to YouTube, but I think his popularity. I guess just kind of being more prevalent as of late. So being relevant is not the right term, but he probably did Halo videos before, but now he's just finally kind of got over that initial hump of getting a following and having people share his content. And so he has a little bit of history on the Brutes and their role within the Covenant. I haven't watched it yet, but there's been a lot of videos lately on backstories and lore. I know Hidden Experience been going through a lot of it. The next one on there is the Oni assassination attempt on the Arbiter, which I'm currently reading through because I'm reading the Killer 5 trilogy. We have a couple of other montages. There's an Ogre 2 Halo 1 montage. There's an MCC community montage. There's a Spartan Fest MX. I guess that was down in Mexico. There's a video vlog on that one. There's a trick jump from a pelican to a pelican on Halo Reach that I wasn't even aware of. So those are the different videos up there. And then on the bottom, we have the Halo hotshots. So all the screenshots. And we got some pretty notable names up there. Once again, we've got Haruspice. We've got Drax over from Ready Up Live, or now Ready Up, and a couple other good ones up there as well.
Nice selection this week.
Really good selection, and I'm happy that they broke it off into its own article, because there's enough content in there that dwarfed some of the rest of the community update stuff. So I think it was a right move to have all the community creations featured in its own article, and to have all the community update stuff in its own thing. So, good job. Two thumbs up.
Yeah, definitely.
At least from us. This weekend, there is the Microsoft Store Halo 5 Guardians 2v2 happening at your local Microsoft Store, wherever you are. That's going to be taking place on Sunday, August 12th. The next one after that is going to be September 9th. There's going to be a 4v4, which is the week right after PAX. Following that is going to be HCS London, which is September 14th through the 16th. The first ever Halo Open tournament, not in North America. There will be teams flying in from North America, Australia, and New Zealand, and Mexico. You can go and purchase your tickets over at halo.gg. And that will preclude the finals coming up in November at DreamHack Atlanta. That is all the news. Nothing else from the community that, at least that I was able to pull, unless you have anything, GT, that you're aware of.
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. Very nice, then. I have been trying to get the guys from 4chub and Battle Pro on to talk about the Halo Evolved tournament that they're running, but because of how busy work has been and I'm having to work extra hours, I have not been able to actually follow up with them to get them on the show. So I'm hoping before I go to Seattle for PAX that I will get them on the show. It's just a matter of how much more extra work I'm having to get done. I'm hoping it won't take much longer, but with my workload, it's hard to say whether or not we can coordinate guests on before that time. So we're going to try, but unfortunately, no guarantees just in this kind of short period of my work. We had to postpone the podcast this week because I had to actually work a few extra hours last night. So we're actually doing this right before Fragging Friday, which we're already 45 minutes into, technically. So I'm going to wrap this up so we can get on to that. But a quick update from our Spartan company, our commendations. We were pretty close last week on getting one of them completed, and we didn't quite make it. We're 8 away.
Ooh.
8. Just 8. I thought we would make it, but we're so close, we just didn't quite make it. And it is hijacking and skyjacking. We have 8 more. Only 8.
We may have to work on that tonight. Just so we can finish that up.
There you go. So 8. We only need 8 more hijacks or skyjacks to complete that kill mastery. Or that kill commendation. And that will complete that one out. And then the next one that's right behind that is getting a perfect kill with a weapon. We are still quite a bit of ways on that one. It's roughly 1,500 to go on that one. And the lowest one is still shoulder bash kills with a long way to go. And killing Marines is still ticking this way up, and we're over 2,000 now on this level, so you guys are cranking out some of those Marine kills pretty nicely. I'm guessing Confal is still on his Marine focus on Warzone, which is nice.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of luck killing Marines last Friday.
It's all good. Especially with Castle unfortunately, Wars.
I'd go to kill Marines, and there'd be more than just Marines in there.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Isaac Love, thank you for following us over on Mixer. DJ is not usually on this podcast. So he might find a guest spot during one of the podcasts I do in Seattle, but I think that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. There's no other Halo news for us to talk about, no other community news. Hopefully we'll have some more community stuff to cover in next week. And I'm assuming we probably won't get more big Halo news until either PAX, or if for some reason in the next couple of weeks the MCC Insider build gets published to the actual build of the game, then there might be some Halo news to talk about there. So that will wrap it up for us tonight. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media websites. We are on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Mixer, Twitch, Instagram, We have our Spartan Company and our Xbox Club. You can just search for Podtacular wherever and you will find us. You can also check out our Discord server, podtacular.com/discord. And also check out the Halo Hub, thehalohub.com, where you can find community content shared by the community. And hopefully it's a place where you can find content that you would be interested in. Or if you have some content of your own, we are more than happy to share it over there as well. Also, make sure you check out our podcasting network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows, including Crypticast, which is a TF2 podcast, Guardian Radio, which is a Destiny podcast, Podcast 76, which is an Overwatch podcast, Learning Cliff, which I don't think they're doing anymore. It was an Evil Online podcast. Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find out more about all those podcasts over at thepodcast.com. On behalf of GT and myself, thank you everyone for watching the stream. Thank you for our new viewers over on YouTube and Facebook. We will be looking forward to seeing you again next week. But until then, keep on fragging them trucks.